I think he's got loads and loads of talent, Shea Ojo, and he's another one of those, a bit like Bobby Adekanye, where you go, come on, just get that penny dropped, where you know how to make the most of all these gifts that you've got. And
it's decision making.
League One,
I've watched him for three seasons, Ojo, and it's all about making the right decision. He's got the pace to burn, he's got a lovely left foot, and if he learns to make the right decision at the right time, for me, he'll be a player, and that's where his future will be decided. Will someone at Reims, for instance, be able to start telling him, you know, how to make those better decisions? And that's because he's got loads of natural ability, Ojo. Glenn, we've watched him plenty of time, and he's changed games when he's switched wings, and you know, he can come in off the right onto his left foot, and he's got loads of confidence, just sometimes a little bit too much.
Yeah, to be honest, I always talk about just how short of a peer window these young players have to make it at Liverpool.
Yeah.
I think Ojo's might have gone. I think Ojo's one was at the start of the 16-17 season. There was an open. He was looking really good for the 23s in the season before. He gets our first team outings as well, scores in a few games and does really well. And then he doesn't go on holiday. Well, he has a short holiday because he wants to put in the work to impress the manager. And I think he gets a stress fracture in his back. And you know how injuries play a part in these careers. And it takes him a while. And I don't think he returns until like Christmas time. And by then, sort of, Mane's back or whatever. I can't recall off the top of my head. But it was a really missed opportunity when Liverpool, because at that point, I know it's, you know, hard to remember now, but Mane and Ojo were like sort of the only two Liverpool players with pace back then. So when Mane dropped off, you thought, oh, well, we need someone. And a lot of people tipped Ojo for that. I'm sure Klopp did, which is why he was playing him towards the end of
Premier League season. You know, when Mane was away for the African Nations Cup that January, didn't Ojo come in that January? He played in the FA Cup.
But he wasn't fit or matched up or anything.
That's right.
Which is the real loss, because that was his window to make a mark.